We had a distinguished panel. We had a journalist covered earthquakes and environmental issues for the LA Daily News for 32 years. We had our own Brian Suits. We also had Dr. Tom Heaton from Caltech and the U.S. Geological Survey, and Dr. Lucy Jones. And who was supposed to be on the panel with us was Robert Silverstein, who we've spoken to many times. He's an attorney and one of the leaders of the Stop the Millennium Hollywood movement, the big towers projected to be built on either side of the Capitol Records building that, as it turns out, are right on top of an earthquake fault. Joining us right now is Robert Silverstein. Good morning, Mr. Silverstein.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
A-okay. Thanks for coming on today. So we wanted to have you on the panel because the Millennium Project sort of is representative of the issue that we face with a population of 4 million. Back in 1933, when we had the Long Beach earthquake, L.A.'s population was approximately 1.3 million, and now it's 4 million. And we're building up, not out. And obviously, this is going to be an issue we have to deal with. How do we develop and accommodate growth in an area that is riddled with earthquake faults?
Well, the law says that you can build near earthquake faults, but you cannot build on top of earthquake faults. And what the LA City Council and Mayor Garcetti have done with this Millennium Hollywood disaster is approved two skyscrapers literally on top of the Hollywood earthquake fault. The Hollywood earthquake fault is a magnitude 7 surface rupture fault that the California state geologist, Dr. Parrish, the highest geologist in California, has said is an imminent hazard. And the city knows that and approved skyscrapers on top of it anyway. So what does it show? It shows that the city council and the mayor are elevating the interests of major campaign contributors over the lives of the citizens that they were elected to protect.
Now, last night at the town hall, and you were there in the audience, we had Tom Heaton, Dr. Tom Heaton, who is one of the pioneers of earthquake science, frankly. I mean, the Cascadia subduction zone up that threatens Seattle and the Pacific Northwest, it was his theory that uncovered it and then his research that proved it. I mean, he's a giant in the business. And he said that, frankly, we can say that buildings can be engineered to withstand an 8.0 earthquake, but no building has been ever tested under those conditions. And frankly, nobody can actually vouch that anything on top of an active earthquake fault would be safe, no matter what the engineering says. And the L.A. earthquake czar, Dr. Lucy Jones, appointed by Mayor Garcetti, said point blank that you can build near an earthquake fault but not on one.
Correct. Apparently, the L.A. City Council wants to test the theory by putting thousands of lives at risk through the approval of skyscrapers on top of the fault. So I guess the L.A. City Council and mayor really are some kind of quasi-seismologists who want to see if people will survive in a skyscraper on top of the fault. It makes no sense what they have done, other than if you process it through a typical, this is about power, this is about political influence, this is about the fact that the Millennium developer has declared that they spent more than $5 million in lobbying fees. That is the only way you can understand the madness of the city council and the mayor, not only approving this catastrophic failure of a project, but continuing to support it to this day, notwithstanding the state geologist on January 8th of this year coming out and mapping not one but two fault traces directly through that Millennium site and 100% vindicating the position that I have taken on behalf of the 40 community groups that have sued to stop that project.
And then, you know, now you have the first L.A. earthquake czar, this is Dr. Lucy Jones, basically confirming what the state geologist is saying and going a step farther, just saying, look, it's just you've got the two most prominent people we can think of in the earthquake business in Southern Caltech saying you can't build on an active earthquake fault. So I don't know how the city council and the mayor can go forward with a project when the person they appointed to be the czar of this is saying this is a no-go.
There's something very important. After the town hall, I spoke with Dr. Jones, and she said to me, quote, it's clear the Millennium Project is on the fault. And, Doug, that's breaking news. I don't think that that has ever been said publicly by Dr. Jones as specifically as that. She was unequivocal. The project, the Millennium Project, is on the fault. There's no doubt. And so you're right. How can the city council and mayor continue to approve it Unfortunately, it bespeaks the sort of arrogance of power and disdain for the public that is chronic, that is endemic at L.A. City Hall. And it has now gotten to the point that literally thousands of lives are being imperiled by these irresponsible decisions. And something drastic needs to be done. It's sad, it's unfortunate that we in the public have to file a lawsuit to try to get a court to make the city do the responsible thing, to make the city follow state laws, to make the city follow its own laws. We have to constantly police the city council. They should do what any responsible leadership would do, which would be to rescind the approvals that they granted last July, to say this is a danger to the public health, safety, and welfare, and we regret the mistake that we made. Instead, what we see is them being recalcitrant, digging in their heels, insisting that everything is fine, and damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. And that's just not the way that City Hall should be run.
The website is stopthemillenniumhollywood.org. You can go there and read all about this issue. There's also a PayPal button if folks want to make a contribution to help fund the legal course that is underway. Robert, this is a to-be-continued conversation, obviously. Thanks so much for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure.